Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about no small thinking. Today, Paul will be talking about your shield. Let's join Paul now as he teaches your shield.
Everybody, this is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministry. We have been talking every time we get together about a dream and a vision that God has placed in every one of our hearts that serve Him and love Him. And we've been talking a lot about Abraham, on the promises that God has given to Abraham, the commandments that God has given Abraham, and the covenant that God has swore and made with Abraham. And we're also learning and knowing that these same covenant, these same promises that God gave Abraham, He has given to each and every one of us. We've been talking different things. The last week, we've been talking about small thinking. How many times have we thought small, or we ask God, but we don't really believe or accept because we think small. We think, well, they ain't going to happen to me, or this is way too big, and this is not going to take place. But it's wrong. We serve a very big, powerful God. All we have to do is believe in Him and trust in Him, and God will make it happen. He'd say we can apply this spiritually. We can walk through the land of our household. We can claim our children, our loved ones, our spouse, and friends for God. This is one of the dreams and one of the visions that God has placed in our heart. But we have to accept that God is able to do it and quit thinking small. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about our shield. We have a shield, which is Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, the shield of faith that we can use. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. The journey to your destiny will not be an easy trip. And how well do we know that? That is why you need protection. One of the promises God gave Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, 1 through 21, the big promise was, I am your shield. This is the most powerful declaration of the covenant. God is your shield. This shield is your salvation. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. You can read that in Psalms 18:35. This shield lifts you up from despondency and discouragement. In Psalms 3:3 we read, But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. This shield surrounds you with favor. In Psalms 5:12, he tells us, For thou, Lord, wilt bless thy righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. The shield is also your strength and your joy. In Psalms 28:7, it says, The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and my song while I praise him. The shield is your help in every situation. In Psalms 33:20, it says, Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. The key right there is we wait on the Lord. We wait for him to lead us and to guide us, and if we will go, when God is ready for us to go, He will be our shield and He will be our help. This shield provides grace, glory, and all good things. In Psalms 84:11, it says, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walketh upright. This shield is our truth and is our protection. Shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waiteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Why? Because God is our shield. He is our strength. He is our help. He is our protector. The shield of faith enables you to stop the enemy in his tracks. In Ephesians 6:16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Shield of faith. Taking that up and using that and trusting God that no matter what comes our way, God is going to shield us. That's his promise. This one promise, I am thy shield, encompasses every need in your life. It lifts you up from the despondency of painful experiences. It protects you from evil and enables you to stop the enemy in his track. Every day we are faced with some kind of a painful experience. We may not like to go through it, don't want to go through it, but God is our shield. He is our protector. He is our helper. He will see you through whatever it is you're going through successfully. God is your shield. No attack of the enemy against you will be successful as long as you are obedient to his word. You will reach your destiny intact. Praise God for that promise. Praise God that he told and made that covenant with Abraham, and also he passed it down to each and every one of us. All we have to do is trust God. He put the vision in our hearts. He put the dream in our hearts. And I promise you, God will give you the protection. He will be your shield, your strength, to help this dream and this vision to become a reality for him. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we thank you that you are our shield, that you are our protector, that you love us so much, that you care so much for us, that, Father, that you will protect us from anything and everything that the devil and the world can throw at us. Father, if we would just take up that field of faith of shield, and to have you protect us and then to use it, that we can accomplish anything through you. Father, I pray that you'll encourage our heart. I pray that you will help each and every one of us to grasp this reality, to grasp this truth, and to rely on this promise that you've given to us in your word. Father, help this vision to grow. Help this vision to become a reality, that we will be a blessing, that we won't think small, but we will think big, because we serve a big, powerful God that wants to protect us, that wants to shield us. Father, we thank you for that promise, and we claim that promise, and we step up on that promise. In Jesus' name I pray, and we thank you for it, Father. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Your Shield. Join Paul next week as he talks about your great reward. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings today. You can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries. We'll be right back.